You are listening to KAYR, Astoria Youth Radio, on KMUN, Astoria, 91.9, and KTCB, Tillamook, 89.5, and on the web at coastradio.org.
Here's tonight and tomorrow's night's weather forecast. Tonight, weather calls for cloudy, showers likely, and a chance of showers after midnight. Lows near 40, west winds 10 to 20 miles per hour with gusts to 30 miles per hour. Monday night, rain. Lows near 50, southwest wind 10 to 20 miles per hour with gusts to 30 miles per hour. 20 to 30 mile per hour winds with gusts to 50 miles per hour near beaches and headlands. Monday, the day, rain. Heavy at times in the afternoon, highs 50 to 55. South winds 15 to 25 miles per hour with gusts to 40 miles per hour in the afternoon. 25 to 35 miles per hour with gusts to 50 miles per hour near beaches and headlands.
For cultural calendar events, Fort George Brewery, 14th and Duane Street in Astoria, presents Rabbit Wild singing Wild Stomp Americana music at 8 p.m. Also, the Astoria High School Theater Design Department, which me and Kylie are a part of, presents The Curious Savage, a comedy by John Patrick, at the AHS Auditorium, Fridays and Saturdays at 7 p.m. and Sundays at 2 p.m. from November 13th to the 22nd. For more information, you can get a hold of AHS at 503-325-3911.
And this next segment is Kylie Witherby, Noel Bastian, and Nicole Shoup's radio show, Teen Talk.
Hi, I'm Noel Bastian.
I'm Nicole Shoup.
And I'm Kylie Witherby, and we're all freshmen at Astoria High School.
And this is Teen Talk.
Today we're going to be talking about our transition into high school and how it's been affecting us in different ways. My experience into high school so far has been 50-50. I love being treated more maturely, but at the same time, friendships have been affecting my schoolwork as well.
For me, the transition into high school is very different. I feel like it's been different for the better, and I've had more good experiences versus bad.
For me, the transition has been pretty well. There's been some arguments that have made the transition a little bit harder with friends.
Don't you dare touch me! Stand back! No! No!
But overall, I really like the responsibility. The teachers have really made our transition easier and helped the students a lot.
Into high school, I noticed there's been some pretty rough fights between our friends, which can happen to a lot of groups. Some of our latest fights have been that one of our friends put on too much perfume, which you think would sound very immature to fight about, but the stress at home that was affecting us, we took out on the wrong person at school.
Another one of our fights was one of our friends recorded another friend doing something. She didn't like the way that she looked and flipped out. It sounds, again, very immature, but it really was just stress, and that last thing just pushed her over the edge.
For me, with friends, there's been some pretty rough patches since going into high school. I've gotten mad at my friends over the littlest things just from being stressed out about not only school, but knowing that everything I'm doing in high school is going to count in college.
When you have stress at home, you can bring it into your school area and take it out on the wrong people. You need to make sure that you don't do that, because if you do that, your friends may not want to hang out with you anymore, and it can really affect everyone around you.
Also, the stress from school, you can bring it home and even affect your family, even though it's not their fault.
And there can be stress at home and stress at school. Everyone suffers from stress, and I've had personally stress at my house, but I'm trying to learn how to not take that into school and just leave it there. Don't bring it into different situations.
Some great ways that you can help with lashing out is to talk to your school counselors and teachers. Not only has the counselors at our school really helped us with this situation, but our teachers as well. They really care for you and want the best for you at home and at school.
Another way to handle stress, if it affects you and your friends, is to try to work it out amongst yourselves. The staff at the schools are very limited with how much they can help you, so if you try to figure it out amongst yourselves, that it's can really help the situation.
Yeah, it really depends on the situation. If you're having a little situation, you might just want to handle it with your friends and not bring an authority figure in. But if it's a bigger situation, you might want to see someone about that. Our counselors and our teachers have been really great, and I really appreciate all the help that they give us. You've been listening to Teen Talk on Astoria Youth Radio. Now we are going to play some music from
I'm Noel Bastian.
I'm Nicole Shoup.
And I'm from our playlist that varies from today's hits to 60s rock.
I can feel your It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Damn, who knew? All the planes we flew, good things we've been through. Then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. Can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I would do, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it. When I see you again,
first you both go out your way and the vibe is feeling strong and what's small turn to a friendship turn to a bond and that bond will never be broken, the love will never get lost. And when brotherhood come first, then the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn. And that line is what we reach, so remember me when I'm gone. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride.
So let the light guide your way, yeah. And every road you take will always lead you home. Oh, it's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you
to the end. All my favorite conversations always made in the AM. Yeah, yeah. Feels like this could be forever tonight. Break these clocks, forget about time. There could be a World War III going on outside. You and me were raised in the same part of town. Got these scars on the same ground. Remember how we used to kick around, just wasting time. Won't you stay to the end? All my favorite conversations always made in the end. Cause we don't know what we're saying. We're just swimming round in our glasses and talking out of our. Seems like we're all gonna make it. Yeah, yeah. Feels like this could be forever right now. Don't wanna sleep cause we're dreaming out loud. Trying to behave but you know that we never learn how.
You and me were raised in the same part of town. Got these scars on the same ground. Remember how we used to kick around, just wasting time. Won't you stay till the AM? All my favorite conversations always made in the AM. 'Cause we don't know what we're saying. We're just swimming around in our glasses, talking out of our asses like we're all gonna make it. Yeah, yeah. Ooh, you know I'm always coming back to this place. Ooh, you know. And I say, always made in the air. 'Cause we don't know what we're saying. We're just swimming around in our glasses, talking out of our asses like we're all gonna make it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Won't you stay till the end? You know I'm always coming back to this. Won't you stay till the end?
You'll do Halo.
The first song we listened to was Halo by Beyonce.
The second song was See You Again by Wiz Khalifa featuring Charlie Puth.
The third song was AM by One Direction.
Like our page on Facebook at Coast Community Radio, KMUN 91.9.
You can also listen on your mobile device using the TuneIn app.
You are listening to KAYR, Astoria Youth Radio on Coast Community Radio.
For some time, we Loving can hurt. Loving can hurt sometimes, but it's the only thing that I know. When it gets hard, you know it can get hard sometimes. It is the only thing that makes us feel alive. We keep this love in a photograph. We made these memories for ourselves, where our eyes are never closing, hearts are never broken, and time's forever frozen still. So you can keep me inside the pocket of your ripped jeans, holding me closer till our eyes meet. You won't ever be alone. Wait for me to come home. Loving can heal. Loving can mend your soul. And it's the only thing that I know. No, I swear it will get easier. Remember that with every piece of you. And it's the only thing we take with us when we die. Keep this love in its photograph. We made these memories for ourselves, where our eyes are never closing, hearts were never broken, time's forever frozen still. So you can keep me inside the pocket of your ripped jeans, holding me closer till our eyes meet. You won't ever be alone. And if you hurt me, that's okay, baby. Only words bleed inside these pages. You just hold me. Through the phone, wait for me to come home.
That first song was Have You Ever Seen the Rain by Creedence Clearwater Revival.
The second song was Ed Sheeran's Photograph.
The third song was Take On Me by A-ha.
This is our first time on the radio,
and we've been having a lot of fun so far. So thank you for everyone that's still listening.
It's been pretty exciting. We're having a lot of fun doing this.
And it's great to be with our friends. You are listening to KAYR Astoria Youth Radio on Coast Community Radio.
Next is Mr. Hill's Journalism Class Podcast.
Welcome to the podcast.
We're joined this week by slightly ridiculous and always awesome Mr. Hill.
In this episode, we discuss Batman, Romeo and Juliet's stupidity, and Mr. Hill's awkward high school experiences.
So, let's get started. This is Victoria,
Kate,
and Mackenzie.
And I'm Mr. Hill.
Okay, first question. Who comes up with the articles for the AstroPost?
Well, I'll answer it because I am the teacher in charge of the AstroPost. But basically, we just all brainstorm a whole bunch of junk and put it up on the board, and then people pick what they want to write. So yeah, that's how it happens.
Good. I have more, like, one question that's more specific to you now.
Okay.
If you had to teach something else, what would you teach?
I would like to teach a science and ethics combined class, where we talk about the ethical ramifications of scientific advancement and whether or not we're actually better off than we used to be due to all of the science-y stuff that we do.
Well, I'm putting in my opinion. Technically, we're better off in medical situations. Like, a couple years ago, maybe like 10, 20 years, we didn't have cures for some of the diseases we have now.
True.
Which is good. Anyway, but in other situations, like, the way we constructed vehicles, motorized things,
plastics,
I don't think we're better off in that situation of how we're just, I know my dad would call me a hippie for saying this, but how we deplete everything in this earth. I mean, you could tell we are in a drought right now, and 10 years ago we weren't.
And all the kids' brains are rotting. I have a question for everyone, and it's, what is the best class here, like, at Astoria, and why?
This is going to sound like I'm butt-kissing, but I really enjoyed Shakespeare. Like, before I could not read, like, a single line of Shakespeare, and then I ended up, like, going to the Shakespeare
Festival
thing.
There you go.
It was such a cool learning experience, actually learning that Shakespeare wasn't this boring guy. I was like, hey, he makes a lot of really funny jokes, and he's not the worst.
I've never really read any Shakespeare until ninth grade, which was just Romeo and Juliet.
Mm-hmm. My favorite, I think, was Titus Andronicus.
Oh my god!
It was like this tragedy where I know spoilers, but everyone dies at the end. It's just like a slaughter.
Way to go! Now I won't read it.
Oh,
now
it's so good.
You can take my class next year.
Take that class. It will make you enjoy.
Or if you like some Shakespeare.
Next question: why in the world do AHS seniors have to do senior projects to graduate?
No one else has to. Warrenton doesn't have to. Napa doesn't have to. And I'm pretty sure Seaside doesn't have to. But Astoria, why in the heck do we have to?
There are these things called career-related learning standards. And the way that our district has chosen to fulfill those standards is by fulfilling a senior project. So anyway, what I would tell you is that we have more students who get scholarship money than they would have, because they actually have something to put on their resume as volunteer or community service hours. So while it is a big pain in the butt, one thing that I have noticed in the presentations that happen at the end of the year, most kids actually say, well, that wasn't the worst thing that I've ever done, and here's some things that I've learned from it. So it's not bad. I think that it's a good thing.
I used to live in Alaska. We didn't have that where I came from. And a lot of kids just would not apply themselves their senior year. They'd be like, hey, I have to take easy classes. I'm just going to slide through this year. So I think it's kind of cool that we have to kind of become part of a community the last year. And I think that it kind of gets people that wouldn't normally participate out.
You know? Opportunity.
Exactly. We want to thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
Because it was a lot of time.
It was, indeed.
Too much time.
We would like you to give us your favorite quote.
Okay. My favorite quote comes from a Paul Simon song called Kodachrome. And it goes like this. When I think back on all the crap I learned in high school, it's a wonder I can think at all. The end.
I think that is 100% true. No offense to you.
The podcast is an AHS production brought to you by Victoria Holcomb, Mackenzie Burnett, Kate Karna, and Clint Hill.
See you all next time as we cast off on our next episode.
That was Blink 182 First Date.
You're listening to KAYR Astoria Youth Radio on Coast Community Radio.
Here's Calvin Roy's top 5 prog rock tracks.
5. Stephen Wilson's Hand Cannot Erase. Now, this album is something that is, in my opinion, one of the best gateway entries into progressive rock music, and the way that it is probably one of the most musically crisp and comfortable albums on this list. The album is a concept based on the life of a woman who was dead for 3 years before she was found in her apartment, and the lyrical content is powerful in the ways he reflects the moments leading up to it, and what goes through her body's subconscious, undead mind. The album just has to be listened to in its entirety, as there are powerful climaxes and beautiful spacey bridges between songs that beg to open your mind and creativity, but I will play a song from the album.
13, I had a sister for 6 months. She arrived one February morning, pale and shell-shocked, from past lives I could not imagine. She was 3 years older than me, but in no time we became friends. We'd listen to her mixtapes, Dead Can Dance, Felt, This Mortal Coil. She introduced me to her favourite books, gave me clothes, and my first cigarette. Sometimes, we would head down to Blackbird's Mall,
That was Perfect Life by Stephen Wilson. Number 4, Genesis, A Lamb Lies Down on Broadway. Progressive rock has a knack to appeal to concept albums or albums that follow a story, and this one is no different. However, I think this one is one of the most compelling and mammoth rock operas to ever be released. The last album with Peter Gabriel as singer, this was the album that solidified Genesis' place in the prog rock community before Phil Collins solidified it in the pop community. Give it a listen. 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 Give it a listen.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need somebody.
That was It from Genesis, A Lamb Lies Down on Broadway. Number 3, Yes, the Yes album. Any prog rock fans' ears will perk up at the mention of Yes. They most certainly define the genre as a whole with their reckless ambition, symphonic compositions, and musical range, as well as their keyboard player Rick Wakeman's eccentric personality and criticism towards his own music. The Yes album began the creative peak of their career. Take a listen.
I've seen all good people turn their heads each day, so satisfied I'm on my way. I've seen all good people turn their heads each day, so satisfied I'm on my way. She hasn't got time to make you wise.
That was All Good People by Yes. Number 2. Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon. Certainly one of the most popular and most influential on this list, Dark Side of the Moon lists among many as one of the best progressive rock albums of all time, if not the best album in general. The album has been an influence on musicians everywhere, and has made Pink Floyd a permanent, unaging monolith of success and creativity that will always stand the tests of time.
The lunatic is on the grass. The lunatic is on the grass. Remembering games and daisy chains and laughs. Got to keep the loonies on the path. The lunatic is in the hall. The lunatics are in my hall. The paper holds their folded faces to the floor. And every day the paper boy brings more. Shopping many years too soon. And if there is no room upon the hill, and if your head explodes, the dark burns too, I'll see you on the dark side of the moon. Is in my head. The lunatic is in my head. You raise the blade, you make the change, you rearrange me till I'm sane. You lock the door, throw away the key. There's someone in my head, but it's not me. And if the cloud bursts thunder in your ear, you shout no one seems to hear. And you're in, starts playing different tunes. I'll see you on the dark side of the moon.
That was an excerpt of Brain Damage by Pink Floyd. And number 1, King Crimson, In the Court of the Crimson King. This here album is probably just my favorite album of all time. It is also the first proper progressive rock album. This album is so lush and layered and is so ahead of its time, I can really only explain its greatness with a track.
Said the straight man to the late man, where have you been? I've been here and I've been there and I've been in between. I talk to the wind. Not here.
on the outside, looking inside, what do I see? Much confusion, disillusion, all around me. I talk to the wind, my words are all carried away. I talk to the wind. Not hear, the wind cannot hear. You don't possess me, don't impress me, just upset my mind. Can't instruct me or conduct me, just use up my time.
Finally, that was I Talk to the Wind by King Crimson.
That was Cal's Top 5.
You've been listening to KAYR Astoria Youth Radio on Coast Community Radio.
Tune in next time on the third Sunday of December at 7 p.m. Thank you for listening and good night.
Help! I need somebody.
Help!
Not just anybody.
Help!
You know I need someone.
Help!
When I was younger, so much younger than today,
I never needed
anybody's help in any way.
Now,
but now these days are gone and I'm not so self-assured.
Now I find
I've changed my mind.